Come in, come in.
Yes. It's nice to meet you too. Well, I have to say, it's always a pleasure to meet somebody whose credentials look so impressive on paper. So I understand that you're interested in the assistant to the executive director position? Yes, it's a position we're creating specifically for excuse me, hold on. Yes? No, I told Johnson. I told Johnson to pull the file. You get Johnson. You get the file, you get Johnson off the case, and we're done with that, okay? I told Johnson to get the file. I'm not sure. I'll talk to you about this later. Just pull the file. I'm really sorry about that. Things have been a little hectic around here. You know, it's well, our our caseload has doubled in the last 6 months, and I mean, it's great, of course, you know, business is booming, but it means a lot of stress. And you know, I'm actually not sorry that you had to see that, because that's the kind of thing that you're going to be witnessing on a regular basis. Can you handle that? Well, specifically, can you handle being assistant to somebody who is under a lot of stress? You certainly seem like you would be able to endure that kind of stress yourself. I'm so used to things being fast-paced, right? Well, I can tell from your resume that you're certainly have the pedigree and the work experience, but I still am just not convinced that you have the grit that it takes to withstand someone yelling and breathing down your neck and telling you what to do all the time and keeping you on your toes. You do. Really? So, how would you handle it if I asked you to stay late? If I asked you to work until 9 o'clock? 10? All night? You could handle that. And what if I told you that your job, part of your job, is to make my job easier? Actually, no. Let me rephrase that. Your entire job is about making my job easier. Can you handle that? You can, huh? Okay. Well, what if I told you that stress relief is a big part of this job, and that I'd have to know that you could handle something like that? Second or third or fourth late night in a row in the week. I've kicked off my shoes. My feet are just aching. Do you offer to rub them? Or do you find that to be a professional breach of protocol? You rub them. Good. Show me. Yes, I'm serious. You want this job, don't you? Show me. You have no idea what wearing those pumps all day does to me. You know, I get the best ideas when I'm having my feet rubbed. I could see this happening on a semi-regular basis. Can you handle that? Huh, it seems you can. Well, I have to say, You certainly have nice, strong fingers. Seem to know exactly where to go. And along with that, you seem to have the nicest mouth. Am I making you uncomfortable? Is this the kind of thing you're not going to be able to handle? Don't tell me you're a prude. We're going to be working together very, very long hours. Neither of us will have time for stress relief outside the office. Yes. That's my foot in your lap. It seems to me you're not minding this direction the interview's taking. Well, let's see. You certainly have plenty of experience with public presentations, so I imagine you have quite phenomenal oral skills. Am I right? Well, why don't you show me with that pretty, pretty mouth of yours? Come around this desk. That's right. I'm gonna stand up. And I want you to push this skirt up over my hips. Lick the top of my thigh highs. Now press your mouth against my panties. Oh, yeah, nuzzle just like that. Oh, yeah. Now pull my panties aside. Taste me. Slide that tongue. Yeah. Oh, I better sit down before it. Oh, that's it. Let me just put this leg up on the desk. Yeah, spread myself. Go on. Show me why you deserve this job. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, that's so good. Yeah. Yeah. Don't stop. Yeah, I know my foot's rubbing against you. I said not to stop. I can rub your cock if I want to, right? You know what? You know what? Yeah. Oh, yeah, just like that. Slide a finger inside me. Oh, yeah, make me come. Make me come. Make me come. Oh, fuck. I think that's adequate for the oral proficiency exam. I'd say you certainly are an effective communicator in that realm. Well, this has certainly been one of the best interviews I could hope for. So, are you interested in this position? Long hours. A bossy, bossy female boss. You think you can handle it? Good. You start tomorrow.